What's the biggest difference for you adjusting from college to pro? This is only your third practice and, you know, first one in pads. What's the biggest adjustment for you as a defensive back?
I just feel like the, you know, attention to detail. I mean, in college, you feel like you made good breaks and you made plays on the ball. Here, it's kind of, you feel the same way, but this time you don't make a play on the ball. And so it's the little things that you don't realize that when coming in here was a huge change in sense of technique, being sharper. You know, you can get away with a lot of things in college and a couple false steps. Here, you know, you have one, you might get lucky. You have two, nah, you ain't getting the ball. Sometimes college, you can make play on that, but not here. You know, especially when you got Tannehill and the lead quarterbacks, Matt Moore and them in the back. So,
are you aware sometimes when you're out in coverage, oh, there's Mike Wallace or there's Brian Hartline or there's Brandon Gibson? Oh, yeah. Are you aware of that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, we're rookies and, you know, you hear about these guys and in the locker room with them, it's cool. And then when it's out there, it's like, man, this is really, you know, it's really them. You know what I'm saying? And you're really guarding them now, you know, from, you know, your idols to now your teammates and now, you know, it's you're playing against them, which is it's crazy. And it's going to, you know, it's a little adjustment, but, you know, it's exciting.
You talk about the false steps sometimes. Do you ever take some pointers from guys that have been there, like Grimes? And,
oh, yeah.
You know, you look outside and you see Marshall. What have you been able to pick up from those guys?
Well, the main thing, you know, in here is, like, especially after the techniques start getting down, when you see it, you just got to believe it. And that's one thing that, you know, you really don't want to make a bad play, you know, like a double move or something. But if you see that break, you just got to believe in yourself now, you know. That's what he, you know, Grimes told me today. You know, he said, hey, you broke, you know, you knew it was there. Now just go, you know. I chopped down and then I'm going. But same, I kind of thought about it, like, I don't know. But you say, yeah, just believe in what you see. And so I was huge right now, especially today. And so towards the end, you know, I just started trying to commit into what I'd have. And then, you know, I had a couple plays I was blessed with. But, you know, just learning from those older guys, you know, Nolan Carroll, especially Rich, all of them. You know, it's huge. And they've been there, you know. Carroll's been here a few years. Freaking Grimes been here 6-something. You know what I'm saying? Rich been here 8-something, you know. So, I mean, you got to. You know, it's respect at the same time, too.
How important is it? I know defensive back's your primary job, but all the special teams work you get as a pro. How important is that for you to build your craft so it gives you multiple hats to wear on this football team?
That's huge. I mean, you're trying to make a team. So you got to do, you know, every assignment you have, you want to be perfect at it and make plays. And so that's, you know, special teams, you got to, you know, grind. You know, you just know it's no playing around. They see that, you know, the bird upstairs, they see everything. You know, like Coach said, you know, they'll see a loaf, you know, before they see a hustle play. You know, and that's true. So you really can't, you know, change their speeds or, you know, they'll see it. They'll notice, and that's all they're looking at.
Keep those hustle plays going, all right?
Appreciate it, man.